Welcome to the Coda Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're going to be talking about my 2017 programming goals. Now, I want to talk about my programming goals simply because I think this could apply to a lot of people, and there's things here that I think you could take away from it. So I thought, why not record this episode about that? So setting goals for any kind of given period is something I've always kind of done. So it allows for something to work towards, you know, something, some kind of North Star that you're heading towards, you know, day by day, week by week, month by month. And setting goals is a fairly high level, or at a fairly high level rather, is quite key, as it keeps this this kind of goal requirement fairly broad, so you don't have to stick to this track. So it's leaving room essentially to adjust for what you want to achieve and what your achievements are. So there might be unknowns or slight direction changes that happen, and you do need that room. You don't want to always have yourself stuck on train tracks. I'm just going to do this. Things may come up that will change or influence some change into what you thought you were going to go down and achieve. It's not a failure. It just means you found a slightly different arc to get to where you ultimately want to go. So you still need that high level goal, but you just don't want to have everything super fine grained mapped out, you know, turn left here, turn right there, etc. So for me, I have a number of kind of programming goals. So starting off with building my own personal site, as well as rebuilding my freelance site, something I just want to have something a bit nicer up there, because at the moment it's just absolutely horrible. And I've kind of mapped out, you know, what I want to have on there and some of the general goals. So I'm going to be working towards that. And from there on, I'm going to be focusing on some other technical areas, something that I'm finding really, really important, and that's some of my bigger goals this year. So next up, JavaScript for number one, a new language is number two, and new areas of the web in general. I'll get into that a little bit further. So on the JavaScript side, I basically plan on tackling vanilla JavaScript, and I'm going to be playing around with that with JavaScript 30 by Wes Boss. I highly recommend checking that out. It's a free course. Awesome. If you haven't checked out Wes's stuff before, really, really great stuff like React for beginners and things like that. Really need to check it out. Brilliant stuff. Not a paid endorsement. Just love what he does. So yeah, check that one out. React and Redux. So I really want to nail down my knowledge and with React and Redux. So vanilla JavaScript is going to help with the React part. And Redux, I don't feel like I've got a full grasping of how that works. And basically, I want to be able to pick up a blank file and just go from scratch. That's when I know that I feel like I've nailed down some knowledge in something. React is a little bit the same. There's a few areas that I definitely need work on, stuff that I don't really use a ton of. I really want to make sure I know those internal tools a bit better, along with testing rather. And then thirdly is Webpack. I want to know Webpack in and out. Again, how I said, being able to start from blank file and just write and go. I want to be at that kind of level with Webpack as well. It's very different from what I'm used to with Gulp. I suppose it's kind of, you're looking at two separate beasts. They seem the same, but they're not. So I really want to get that nailed down. So those three pieces of JavaScript, they tie well together in terms of a learning path, as well as just having a direct impact on my personal growth as a web professional, but also with my day job as well. We do a lot of React and Redux, a bit of Webpack work there, and general JavaScript, in general. So those are the kind of the high priority no-brainers for me. It's directly going to impact me personally. So there's going to be some personal development there as well as my day-to-day job. On the new language side though, I've decided on learning Elixir, so along with the Phoenix framework, just to support that. Now you might be thinking, why Elixir? Like, why is this something? So it's got a very similar syntax to Ruby, which is something that I use on a day-to-day basis. So making that transition is a lot easier than going to something like Go. It provides all the async functionality and low memory usage of something like Node.js. And it's a functional language. So like Go, which is completely out of my comfort zone, which is object-oriented programming. So working with objects, going to a functional language, so that's going to be pushing me out of my comfort zone there. And it also fits well in with IoT. And something that I'm really becoming more and more interested in is IoT, so the Internet of Things. So that's another reason there. It's kind of built for that stuff. And there's a fantastic community behind it, a really good community. It's super, super important to, or for any language or software you get behind it, there's a good community, because that's generally going to promote, you know, the language or the software itself and make it go a lot further. Like React has a brilliant community. That's where it's going. You know, it's just exploding, as we know. So those are kind of things I'm choosing there. You know, it doesn't mean Alexa's going to be the language, but it's something that I feel is a good, easy entry for me into more a functional language. So learning that new language, it really is going to put me out of my comfort zone. That's something I really want to stress, is it's good to put yourself out of your comfort zone. And it's something you should do regularly, not just with your tech, but in life in general. That's kind of how you grow. Seems like people who've done amazing things all, you know, really push, go out of your comfort zone. Make sure you're always getting yourself out of your comfort zone. I think it's the US Navy SEALs. That's the only easy day was yesterday, and they've got some other things like that. The reason why they're so calm and they can get things done so well is they basically live putting themselves in their, putting themselves out of their comfort zone. So that's all they know, is being out of their comfort zone. So there's some interesting things behind that. I believe some other military do that as well. But yeah, that's kind of a key principle on how you can essentially grow. Of course, you know, your mileage may vary with that one, but just something that I'm kind of interested in is just driving myself. And I've found that whenever I have personally put myself out of my comfort zone, it's definitely allowed me to see stuff in myself that I needed to change, as well as just general growth. Now, some of these other areas that I want to tackle that's outside of or other parts of the web, so new areas, is offline web applications, so service workers, stuff like that. I think the offline web is really important, and it's certainly kind of looking at that more advanced enhancement, you know, so you're kind of going to this place where you've got to look at where connectivity is becoming, I wouldn't say like connectivity is pretty high, but in general, if you're on a phone and you have to go on a plane, there's some planes or some airlines that will require you to have your phone in flight mode, or maybe you're somewhere where reception is blocked and you don't have any internet, but having an offline first application or website certainly makes that easy, and people can still get access to that information, as well as, again, that's putting me out of my comfort zone. The next one is post-CSS, so looking to switch out from SAS or maybe use it with SAS and do some post-CSS. I really like the idea of post-CSS. And to kind of come with that is critical CSS, so that first paint time. So you can kind of see there's a little bit of a commonality between the offline web and critical CSS. It's really about performance and making sure that the user gets the best experience they can get in a variety of conditions. So critical CSS being that first paint, that first page, part of the page load, and then offline, making sure they've always got access. So that's kind of where offline first thinking is really interesting. You know, it also leads to the thoughts about performance and content and stuff like that. And it flows on critical CSS. So you want to make sure that the CSS that is really critical to be loaded is there, and the rest of the style sheets and stuff like that come in later. There's some interesting points around that. If you haven't read into it, I highly recommend checking it out. There's some stuff that just starts getting your head spinning, thinking about stuff, which is quite nice. So they're kind of my programming goals. So JavaScript, a new language being Alexa, and it's a functional language, so not an object-orientated language, and just new areas of the web that I haven't really touched. So offline web applications or offline first, critical CSS and post-CSS as well. So those are kind of my goals. I'd love to know what your programming goals are for the year. Yeah, have you set any? If you are, what are you looking to set them for? Have you already set them before? Did you do this last year? I'd really love to know. You can send through a tweet to @CodeCatchUp on Twitter. You can send a comment through on CodeCatchUp.com for this episode, or you can even send an email through to CodeCatchUp@gmail.com. If you do have a spare few moments, I'd really appreciate if you leave a comment, a rating, a review on iTunes. But other than that, catch the next episode.